It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Driver, beware. Kirk Steidel, director of the Michigan Department of Transportation, warns that this harsh winter will make the pothole situation in Michigan this spring the worst we've seen in our lifetimes. He testified this week before the State House Appropriations Subcommittee on Transportation. Joining us now are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. You know, Susan, the most basic intersection of our lives with our government is roads. You know, nothing makes you think more quickly about whether the state is spending enough money on infrastructure than a flat tire. Is it your sense that Michiganders are getting more concerned about this issue as we move toward spring?
I think they are. There was just polling by Epic MRA and the Detroit Free Press today. And I definitely think there's more of an awareness with this horrible winter about the effect of roads on each and every one of us. And so, you know, perhaps this is going to be the motivation that people in Lansing need to finally take some sort of more dramatic action.
You know, can we have the car repair issues? But this is also a public safety issue, isn't it?
Well, it's a public safety issue. And in 1997, which was the last time the gas tax was raised by 4 cents, the legislators who were there at the time will tell you that it was constituent anger over potholes that really drove that. They got a lot of mail and phone calls, and people would stop them at the grocery store saying, you've got to fix these potholes. And if anything can sort of jar the legislature loose on this, it's going to be constituent pressure about the potholes.
You know, Susan, we have the director of MDOT saying we're $30 million short of just dealing with road maintenance from this winter. And we're still seeing this reluctance on the part of the legislature to create a long-term funding mechanism to deal with Michigan's roads. The pothole issue, is it new? So help us make sense of the politics at play here.
Well, what is new is having a very damaging winter, and we can already see the impact on the roads. You know, it's even worse on your local roads than when you're driving on I-94 or I-96. But at the end of the day, if you want a long-term solution for roads, it's probably going to come through taxes or fee increases. And, you know, once you start going into people's pocketbooks, there usually is a backlash no matter how much people hate the state of the roads. And being as it's an election year, that still makes it very dicey for people in Lansing.
So, Ken, we've got this issue of it being an election year. We have the issue that we're likely looking at a tax increase or fee increase of some kind. But when we talk about infrastructure, it's not just about our individual experience with the roads, maybe getting a flat tire. This also could affect the business community. Are we hearing from them about this issue?
The issue of roads and transportation is so important from an economic investment and growth and future standpoint that the Chamber of Commerce here in Michigan is supporting a long-term fix that involves some kind of dedicated funding through a tax or a fee increase. It's that important. It's very rare to have the State Chamber of Commerce as the primary business organization in state advocating for something like this. And right now, the conversation among citizens in Michigan is really about the potholes, but there does have to be a long-term fix, and it's not cheap. It's an expensive proposition.
So what is it going to take, Susan, for Governor Snyder to pick this ball up again and for the legislature to shift course?
Well, there may be some pressure to use a good chunk of the billion-dollar surplus as a short-term patch to deal with an abnormally bad winter. But I still think that in terms of a long-term solution, trying to come up with that $1 billion a year that the governor wants is going to be a tough sell before Election Day.
Ken, do you agree? Is this something we could see movement on this year, or should we just wait until after the elections and hope for the best?
It's not going to happen this year before the election. I think the legislature and local officials will do everything possible to sort of patch this up and get into the spring and summer season. This isn't going to happen before the November election. But, you know, then after the election, and particularly if next winter is like this and you have these very severe pothole problems come February and March, you know, I think something could happen.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Publisher of Insight Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot. Drive safely.
Thank you.
Thank you.